Oh my, it's already 12. Maybe you're looking at me as chicken. Look like a chicken right now with black feathers. But thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much for allowing me to be here. It's good to be here, and you are a blessing to all of me. Thank you for your warm welcome. Mark chapter 4, and we're going to read just one verse. Maybe you've been aware in this passage, heard a lot of things in this passage, preaching. Let's all stand. If you could stand, please. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. And I'll promise you I'll be quick. If you're going to say amen, amen will be done. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. The Bible says, "And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." Let us all bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this, for your wonderful word. Thank you, O God, for songs that we've heard. I pray, O God, that may continue to speak to everyone's heart. Lord, if there's somebody here doesn't know you as their personal Savior, O God, Heavenly Father, Lord, may this be the day of their salvation. Heavenly Father, if there's somebody here are down, discouraged, Lord, lift them up, because you are the lifter of our soul. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may now be seated. Thank you for standing up. I just want to entitle this message, "The Beauty into the Storm." There is always beauty that you can see when you are into the storm. How about that, Brother Michael? Maybe if you've been experiencing a lot of storms here in America. But you know, in the Philippines, we encountered 26 storms sometimes in a year. It has a name from A to letter Z. And maybe you've heard about the typhoon, the fourth greatest typhoon that hit on the land in the Philippines 2013, 4 years ago. And they called that Typhoon Haiyan. And it killed 10,000 people. 6,000 died. While I'm watching that television, I cannot see beauty on that television. What I saw is dead bodies. What I saw is dead bodies on the streets. They said that 4,000 are missing. It has 290 miles per hour of wind. And you know what? It leaves, it devastated, it ruins the whole city of Tacloban City. It covers up the whole Philippines. It has been hit in the middle part. And we've felt on the northern part, we felt the wind, we felt the rain. But there's no beauty on it. You cannot see beauty when you are into the storms. But this passage, my friend, here they are going to the other side of the boat. They are on the other side of the sea. But you see, I just want you to look three things very quick here in this passage. Three things. What we need to look for when we are into the storms of life. My friend, there's somebody says that that life is like a journey into the sea. Sometimes life is calm. Sometimes life is at its very best. Sometimes there's no problem at all. We have a good job. Our family is in a good condition. They have a wonderful health. But sometimes, most of the times, life is like in a troubled water. Waves after waves bit into our ship, bit into our lives. Unending waves bit into our ship. Problems, trials. And you know what? As we serve Christ, it did not promise us, as we serve Him, He did not promise a bed of roses. It's only by God's grace while we are still serving Him. Amen? Amen. It's only by God's grace. My friend, it's not easy. But Christ promised us, the Lord promised us, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. My friend, let us look at here when the Lord Jesus Christ said unto His disciples, "Let us pass over unto the other side." Here, my friend, they are in the Sea of Galilee. The Lord preaching a parable, teaching a parable of the sower. And I believe different kinds of people were there. Poor, having physical disabilities, wants to be healed with the Lord. Maybe there's a priest over there, Pharisees, that are always against to the Lord Jesus Christ. But he preached about the parable. And he said unto his disciples, "Let us pass over unto the other side." And here, they encountered a great storm. You know, my friends, it is an unexpected storm. But the Lord Jesus Christ knew that this storm will come. Amen? He is all-knowing God. He knows what lies ahead. He knows what the future's ahead. But here the disciples been afraid. And they thought that this would be the last night of their lives. What we need to look for here in verse 38. And he was in the hind, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. He, who is that he? That is Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They cried, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Here, my friends, they thought that this will be the last night of their lives. They thought that they're gonna see their families anymore. They thought that they're gonna die. But they forgot that the Lord Jesus Christ is there. You know, when you are into the storms, you will see Christ. You know, when you are in the storms, the Lord loves to work on that storm. You can cry. And sometimes, most of the times, in myself, in our lives, we forgot that Christ is on our boat. We forgot that Christ was just there waiting for us to call upon His name. Amen? To call upon His name. You know, when they cried out, Master, carest thou not? The Bible says, and He arose. Amen? He arose. You know, my friends, sometimes prayer, our prayer is our last resort. Instead of being always having a privilege to come to thy throne of grace, we forgot Christ that cares upon us. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. My friend, I don't know what you are going through right now, but that verse encouraged us to send our worries to Him, to send all our cares to Him. That He's just waiting for you. He's just waiting for you and me to call upon Him. And He cares. And sometimes, you know, when you are into the storms, sometimes you felt you're alone. But I just want to tell you this, Christ is caring for you. He knows that there will be coming a great storm. He arose and said unto the sea, peace, be still. You know, the world are looking for peace right now. But He's the one who will give peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He said, peace, be still. My friends, let us look for a Savior. Is your eyes still looking on the Savior? This is the question. Does the Lord Jesus Christ is in your boat?
Amen.
Have you accepted Him as your personal Savior? Maybe you've known Christ. You've heard a lot about the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question is, do you have a relationship to Him?
Amen.
Have you been accepted Him as your personal Savior? If not, my friend, He cares for you. He died for you. He gave His all for you. He gave everything for you. He's preparing a place for those who will accept Him as His personal Savior. He's preparing a place for you, and that is heaven. My friend, accept Jesus. Maybe tomorrow will be late. Maybe tomorrow will be late. Not just let us look for a Savior. Let us, number two, in verse 36, look at this phrase. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. Other little ships. You know, when you are in the storms, look for a Savior and look for other little ships. Here's the dilemma. Great storm, they saw little ships. Who are those little ships? Great storm and little. Who are those people? You know, here they said that here into the Sea of Galilee, there's a lot of fishing boats. And on that multitude of people, I believe they've seen the miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ on the other side. And here, maybe they ride on their boats and go to the other side. But they encountered also a great storm. Can you imagine? I don't know how big, how small this boat. Maybe it's just like a kayak for two people. Or more smaller boat. But waves bit them also. I've been in a storm also in my life. Last October, October 7, Friday night, we're playing basketball, preacher. And in my position in the Philippines, as a Filipino, my position is center. Because not all the Filipinos are being blessed by height. But I met an accident while playing basketball. In our college, we have welcome fellowship for our new students from Africa, from different parts of the world. And I'm going to dunk the ball. No, I'm just kidding. I cannot even reach the net. But I'm going to. I'm just alone. It's a fast break, but my left knee slide up, going to jump, but my right knee ended to go here and knock on that floor. And it hit this part of my left knee. I rolled over, stayed for a while for 10 minutes, lying on that floor. And after I tried to stand up, my right knee going from here. When I'm walking, there's no strength going from here. And I said, oh my. I said, Lord, what do you want me to teach in this storm? And I've been in crutches for 3 weeks. And I will have a meeting on the 16th and I cannot cancel it. And I called the pastor, preacher, I'm in crutches right now. I met an accident. Is it fine to go from your church still while I'm in crutches? He said, sure, as long as you can go from here. So I asked my friend to drive for me. And you know what? When Saturday early in the morning, when we going to go to Oneida, Tennessee, 6 hours drive, my car has a problem. It's starting, but when you're running 25, 35, it's shaking like this. And we're just in the inside of the car, moving like this. But when you're running 75, preacher, 80, oops. Ticket, that's speedy. But when you're running 75, there's no problem at all. I said, let's go. So we went to Oneida, Tennessee without any problem. We went to AutoZone and a man checked our engine. And he said, you have a low oil. I don't know how you make it through far without any problem. And I said in myself, thank you, Lord, it is you. Amen. And that man addressed us in one mechanic that's still open at 9 o'clock in the evening. And my impression on that mechanic, when we met him, my impression to him is like not friendly mechanic, a rude mechanic. I introduced myself, sir, I'm a missionary. We're a missionary to the Philippines and we're going to this church. Okay, I know that church. And he said, you have a problem in spark plug and you're going to pay for $130. You have a problem, I don't know what spark plug is. You have a problem in gasket. I don't know what gasket is. What I know in cars is just to put gas on it and then drive. That's what I know in cars. But I told him, sir, not to buy a gasket. And he ordered the parts, said, hey, I have a missionaries over here. Can you give them a discount? Because the big men are looking at you. The big men, referring to God. When he went back, he bought a gasket. I told him not to. I just gonna put oil in it, sir, do not to buy. And he bought a spark plug. For 2 hours, folks, he worked in our car for 2 hours. We're just standing there looking at him, listening to his stories. And you know what? While he's fixing our cars, I found out that this man, his grandfather, was a preacher. Influenced him very much in his life. I found out that this man, he is a tender of a church that I'm going to preach. I found out that this man, getting far away from the Lord many, many years. I found out that this man, having a broken family relationships, a lot of storms in life he opened. But you know, folks, after he fixed our car, I told him, sir, how much am I going to pay? He said, it's free. As long as you preach the Lord Jesus Christ. And I told him, sir, I hold his hand. Sir, can I pray for you? I hold this my friend's hand. We prayed for him. And after we pray, tears running down into his cheeks. And he asked me this question, "Sir, preacher, what are you going to preach tomorrow?" And at that time, that night, I preached at him. You know what that man felt? That there's somebody cared for him again. That he is a little sheep. He is a little sheep, very low in his spiritual life. And there's somebody came again, having a problem, being disabled, and prayed for him again. You know, my friends, there's a lot of little ships. While you are in the storm, let us look for other little ships. There's somebody there facing more greater and greater storm than you. And you can be a blessing to him. And God will gonna use you to that man. Maybe a member of this church that you just tap him at or her back and just say at him or her, "We're praying for you, my friend." The Lord will gonna use you at them. Let us look for other little sheep in nursing homes. Some little sheep that can come to church. And some people, they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in their boat, but they want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and they want to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And in their situation, maybe you're going to open Christ. You'll be open Christ. You're going to share them the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My friends, are you in the storms right now? Let us look for somebody. Let us look for somebody to help. And then the last, I'll be very quick. Let us look on the Savior, little ships, and on the other side. You know what? This is the word of the Lord. Let us pass over unto the other side. But when they passed over unto the other side, while they are in the storm, they forgot the promise of the Lord. You know what he says? He will do it. Amen. What he says, he will do it. They're just seeing the dark clouds. They've just heard the thunders. They forgot to hear the voice of the Lord. And you know what? What is the reason why the Lord Jesus went on the other side? For a man of Gadara, a daughter of Jairus, and a girl with an issue of blood. You know, my friend, that man of Gadara living in the tombs for all of his life. People are surrendered at him, give up on him. But thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ never give up on anybody. Never give up on us. Never give up on you. My friends, keep on rowing that boat. Keep on rowing that boat and look for the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, aren't you? If you're not saved today, be saved today. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Christians, are you discouraged right now? Down? Hey, you have a Savior. You have a Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, O God, for the liberty to preach thy word, Lord, in this church. I pray, O God, for the pastor that may continue to bless them. May you bless the family of this church. May you bless Vacation Bible School that will coming up. Lord, please, may you save a lot of kids. May the seed that be planted into their hearts, Lord. Lord, I pray that may you bless this church continually. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Preacher.